ThinkItHIDA's 7-member governing board voted February 20th to define legal marriage without a gender requirement. President Richard Peterson says the council is exercising its governing authority to include all tribal members.
It's something that we can do to extend our sovereignty for all of our tribal citizenry. It's not just about the same-sex marriage and helping just one segment of our tribal citizens, but all of our tribal citizens.
Peterson says, as far as he knows, ThinkItHIDA's courts have not conducted marriages in the past. He wants the new policy to encourage same and opposite-sex marriages. The tribal government will issue marriage licenses, but it's unclear whether they'll be recognized by the state. Court rulings forced Alaska to allow same-sex marriages, but many top officials remain opposed.
It's certainly not to do it despite them or anything like that. I'm very hopeful that they're going to recognize these marriages because the folks that we're going to be marrying are Alaskans.
ThinkItHIDA will require at least one person in a couple to be a tribal member. The council lists nearly 30,000 Thlinkit and Haida Indians in and outside Alaska within its rolls. Peterson cites high suicide rates among Alaska Natives, as well as gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youths, as another reason for the policy.
If showing that we care about all of our tribal citizens equally can send a message, you know, where they feel inclusive and belong and loved. And if that helps them not want to turn to suicide and other things because they feel forsaken, then that's what we should do.
Peterson says the council knows of about 20 other tribes amending or adopting rules to recognize gender equality. Some others determined no changes were needed to allow same-sex unions. He says that's a small percentage of the 560 or so federally recognized tribes in the United States.
Well, we just recently had Elizabeth Pradovich Day, and, you know, she so eloquently spoke at a time when we were still referred to as savages and we didn't have the rights to vote. So now here we are, and we still have tribal citizens that don't have rights, and I think we need to provide for that and advocate for that.
What the tribal authorities are doing here is moving in the very same direction that the country is moving.
Evan Wilson is founder and president of Freedom to Marry, a nationwide advocacy organization based in New York City. The group lists tribal governments in the Pacific Northwest, the Upper Midwest, and Oklahoma, where same-sex marriages were approved during the past half dozen years.
Members of the tribes know what it's like to experience discrimination. They know what it's like to be shoved outside, to be looked down on. And I think what tribal authorities are saying is that out of that history, we know it's important that we not commit the same kinds of discrimination, that we not isolate people, that we not harm them.
ThinkItHIDA Central Council's new marriage directive also includes tribal divorces. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.